Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A utility company in Southern California says its equipment likely started the Hearst fire in Los Angeles County last month.
In a new state filing, Southern California Edison admits its equipment likely sparked what was called the Hearst fire, which burned about 800 acres in northern L.A. The filing saying SoCal Edison believes its equipment may have been linked to ignition of that fire, despite evidence showing the larger and deadly Eaton fire in Altadena started under SoCal Edison transmission lines. The company says there is no evidence its equipment was responsible for the Eaton fire, but it's still looking into whether an idle transmission line became energized and sparked the Eaton fire.
ABC's Alex Stone. A federal judge in Massachusetts temporarily blocked the Trump administration's buyout offer for federal workers until at least Monday. Employees were facing a midnight deadline to take that buyout or risk being fired. And heavy rain in Northern California now being blamed for two deaths in Sonoma County. This is ABC News. Farmers continuing to battle the outbreak of bird flu in their herds as egg costs remain on the rise. Here's ABC's Andrea Fujii.
Farmers are forced to slaughter millions of chickens a month. Some businesses are struggling to keep up with soaring egg prices. And some consumers now buying their own chickens. Thieves are now cashing in after about 100,000 organic eggs were stolen from a Pete and Jerry's trailer in Pennsylvania. Those eggs worth about $40,000. The company is now increasing their security and surveillance to prevent another egg heist.
U.S. unemployment claims rising by 11,000 last week. But the Labor Department says the job market remains healthy and there are still relatively few layoffs. Irv Gotti, the music producer who co-founded the Murder, Inc. record label, has died at the age of 54. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
The news this hour from WRCO is sponsored by Right Way Shell. With fuel prices so high, Fuel Rewards Platinum status is your ticket to saving big at Shell. Save at least 10 cents per gallon on any fuel type. Combine it with your other rewards and unlock VIP experiences. Download the free Shell app today from the App Store or Google Play and cash in big time at Right Way Shell in Spring Green.
At Benson Insurance Agency, they are here to protect you from life's unexpected moments. Whether it's life, auto, home, UTV, ATV, farm, commercial, auto, or property insurance, they have you covered all in one place. They offer competitive rates and professional service designed to give you peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23 at gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. Because with them, you're not just getting insurance, you're gaining an advocate.
Continue to see the winds can be pretty windy in southwest Wisconsin as a wind advisory is in effect for Vernon, Crawford, Richland, and Sauk counties until 9 tonight. For tonight, lows down to 8, northwest winds tapering to 10 to 15, clear to partly cloudy. Friday, partly cloudy, highs in the mid-20s, west winds 5 to 10. Friday night, skies becoming cloudy with a 30% chance of light snow toward the morning of Saturday, lows of 12. And then on Saturday, cloudy with snow likely most of the day, ending by midnight, 2 to 4 inches of accumulation possible, highs of 27. It is with winds out of the northeast at 20 to 23 miles per hour, 32 degrees.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
WRCO 100.9.
So free, doing anything, just let go. We were rock stars without the guitar, just a radio. We were living in the moment, nowhere to go, buzzing on the good stuff, letting it
ABC News This Hour is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Supplies for cows to ferrets and everything in between.
Savor the flavor with Richland Family Restaurant, proud sponsor of WRCO Studios.
Call me the fireman. They call me Bo Hendricks, or Bo, you know, either or Mr. Hendricks, you know. I'm not so as formal, though. You can call me Bo. Thank you for tuning in to WRCO, where we will continue to be bringing you some great music, great sports tonight as well. Looking forward to that. So that should be a good one, as we will have girls basketball on the air with Zeke Steuben at Ithaca. Also coming up tonight, Celebrate Recovery Richland Center will meet from 6 to 8. That'll be at the Nazarene Outreach Center in Richland Center. Food available starting at 5:30. Celebrate Recovery Richland Center, sponsored by Grace Community Church.
Singing some song about trains. Big game.
fish all day long.
Valentine's Day. Yep, it's almost here again. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and I have to ask, has Valentine's Day gotten boring at your house? I have a way to get some sparkle in her eyes for you. Sparkling diamonds. We have so many diamonds just waiting to be matched up to the perfect woman. Earrings, necklaces, bracelets, and of course rings. Maybe you want to upgrade her old diamond. We do that right here too. To make it easier, we offer financing with approved credit, and we have just lowered our diamond prices to make it easier than ever for you to get a larger diamond. Let's make a deal. JJ Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center. Happy Valentine's Day.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsborough Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsborough Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsborough Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsborough Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsborough Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Uncover the best of outdoor recreation in Boscobel, Wisconsin. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce invites you to visit soon. Boscobel Pharmacy provides the best care for the best you with exceptional service. Their dedicated, experienced staff is ready to support your home healthcare needs. Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin. And taste the difference at Utter Brothers Creamery, located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel. From great eats to catering services, they've got something for everyone in Boscobel.
100.9 WRCO.
All it takes is a downtown bar. All it takes is some neon stars, a little you, a little me, in the same vicinity. And it's on, everyone is the first, last time. Walk away, then we hit rewind. A little touch, a little buzz, don't know what keeps keeping it up. Is it your heart or mine? Is it whiskey or wine? Is it something in the night making us wanna cross that line?
then the telephone rings. Hello, are you at home? 'Cause I'm all alone missing you. We swear it ain't love, 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 but you're there when the sun comes up. We swear it ain't love, 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 but it always comes back to us.
Clarity, that commitment thing kept scaring me. Once or twice I bent the truth. I don't usually blame myself in third person, but girlfriend, it was you. What a selfish, thoughtless, bitter cold. What was I thinking?
What was I thinking?
I said walk. I was halfway around the block. I had a momentary loss of common sense. It was a lack of reason, an act of treason. Now I'm alone out here and it's freezing. Not much to say in my defense. I'm asking myself the questions when unanswered. Yeah, they got me in this mess.
What a selfish, thoughtless.
Yeah!
this, baby. Feels like I'm 17 again. Had something burning a hole in my pocket lately. Don't ask your daddy, don't told your friends. I ain't getting down on one knee, girl, I'm getting on two. Might be over the top, but I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do. I'll put a ring in the ring. Don't you know that I ain't getting down on one knee? Girl, I'm getting on two. Might be over the top, but I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do. I'll put a ring on it.
On WRCO is sponsored by Chet Feed, Seed, and Such. 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Call Chet's with all your feed and seed needs. 647-8833.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. ICE agents are ramping up raids in cities and communities across the country with immigration. President Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, in an interview with ABC News, says they're focusing on violent criminals, including gang members from other countries.
We're about 14,000 arrests, and about 76% of them are criminals. That's the target of the operation, right?
Homan also criticized sanctuary cities, he says, for not working with federal immigration officials in many cases. The midnight deadline for federal workers to accept a buyout or risk being fired has been extended until at least Monday. A federal judge issued the temporary block to hear more arguments. In a new state filing, Southern California Edison admits its equipment likely sparked the Hearst Fire, one of several wildfires in Los Angeles County last month. The company says it has not determined what ignited the deadly Eaton Fire near Altadena. And storms wreaking havoc across the country, a snow and icy mix. This is ABC News.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. High school wrestling conference tournament weekend. On Friday night, many area girls wrestlers will be headed to Belmont High School to compete in the SWC-SWAL Scenic Ridge and Rivers Conference Tournament. Head coach Silas Coleman of Richland Center is pleased that the girls have an event.
I think that's a great thing. I think it's been probably a long time coming. So it's a really good thing that they get their own tournament there, and they can showcase where they're at, and then obviously they can work for their all-conference awards based off those tournament results as well.
Richland Center girls wrestling coach Darren Gunderson talked about the team's showing last weekend and the Richland Center girls invite.
It went pretty well. Like I said, we're trying to build that tournament up a little bit, trying to get more girls involved. We only had a little over 40 girls this year, a little bigger than last year. So each year we're trying to build it up, add more teams, and hopefully we can get that to be a pretty nice-sized tournament.
Girls teams wrestling in the area tomorrow at Belmont High School, and then the boys conference tournament for the SWAL and SWC will be Saturday at Prairie du Chien. Well, the Brewers have won the National League Central three times in the last 4 years, and they could be just as strong in 2025. The big losses are Willy Adames to free agency and closer Devin Williams in a trade to the Yankees, but the starting pitching should be all right and more experienced. Despite those facts, the annual Pecota projections have the Brewers winning just 80.5 games. The Cubs are the choice to win the division, winning by 10 games. According to the prediction, I'm Phil Nee with an update courtesy of WRCO's Sports Boosters.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
The forecast, well, a wind advisory continuing until 6 now for this evening. Gusts reaching up to possibly 45 miles an hour for Vernon, Crawford, Richland, and Sauk counties. Could see potential power outages and making driving difficult. As for tonight, lows of 9 and northwest winds 15 to 25, gust as high as 30, clear skies. Friday, mostly cloudy, highs of 30, west winds 5 to 10. Friday night, lows of 20, overcast with a chance for light snow in the overnight hours. And on Saturday, light snow possible through the day. Could see around an inch, highs of 30. It is a sunny currently, 32 degrees, so at least the temperatures are cooperating. The barometer is at 29.81 as it dips slightly. Winds out of the east at 20 miles per hour, and we've seen a trace of freezing rain in the early hours. Again, it's 32 degrees.
100.9 WRCO. Yeah, here's to the boys back home.
kitchen sink with the middle finger up and a top down Jeep left me lawn chair sitting in the living room. These mountains on a can ain't the only thing blue. I sent an SOS text out to my buddies, y'all come and get me cause my baby don't love me. Playing all the moving on songs and the pretty girl's helping me forget she's gone with a silver moon shining on a disco ball. Got some good time numbers that I just might call. Take me out to the bar and I'll drink with my party crowd. Line up them glasses and pour the jack. Double them up cause she ain't coming back. And I'll shoot all the whiskey till I don't feel any pain. Yeah, it's 1, 2, 3 shots go down on this old heartbreak. We're gonna keep on drinking all night long till I'm going
days is drinking beer back home. knees, drink a beer with back home buddies, make a memory, not just money.
You gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So raw's enough that both have fainted love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. I remember down in Houston, we were putting on a show, when a cowboy in the back stood up and yelled, "Hot Night Joe!" He said, "We love what you're doing, boys, don't get us wrong. There's just something missing in your song. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So raw's enough that both have faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band." So we dusted off our boots and put our cowboy hats on straight. Them Texans raised the roof when Jeff opened up his case. You say y'all all want a two-step, you say you want a do-si-do. Well, here's a fiddling song before we go. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So raw's enough that both are faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band.
WRCOFM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio, or visit Facebook.com/WRCOAMFM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCOFM.
Hunters and outdoor enthusiasts, get ready for the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic. It's happening Saturday, February 22nd from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head for a chance to win a gun. Plus, check out exciting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, and a trail camera photo contest. Got sheds? Bring them along. They're welcome, but they won't be scored. Enjoy great food and drinks while swapping stories with fellow hunters. Admission is just $5, and kids 16 and under get in free. Want to get a head start? Pre-register Friday night, February 21st from 5 to 9 p.m. or Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. For more details, call 475-4963. Don't miss the Driftless Area Deer Classic Saturday, February 22nd at the Richland Center Community Center.
DC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at DC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. DC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, DC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. DC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
We're just about 10 minutes away from 4 o'clock. The Red Cross Blood Drive tomorrow will be from noon to 5, taking place at St. Anthony and Philip Parish in Highland. Appointments are preferred by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or going online to redcrossblood.org.
WRCO 100.9.
You just can't find the words. Well, I had this dream once. I had it in my head. She was the purest beauty, but not the common kind. She had a way about her that made you feel alive. And for a moment, you made the world stand still. We'll be right back.
summer sky. I'll love you, love you for a long time. Long as it's preaching at the church house, Springsteen sounds better cranked up loud. Roosters crow at sunrise. I'll love you, love you for a long time. Long as there's a breath in me, right down to my last heartbeat. Long as your blue eyes shine, I'll love you for a long time. When I get to thinking about forever, it's always you and me together, hand in hand dancing in the sunshine.
Come over and drink my WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. ICE agents are ramping up raids in cities and communities across the country with immigration. President Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, in an interview with ABC News, says they're focusing on violent criminals, including gang members from other countries.
We're about 14,000 arrests, and about 76% of them are criminals. That's the target of the operation, right?
Homan also criticized sanctuary cities, he says, for not working with federal immigration officials in many cases. The midnight deadline for federal workers to accept a buyout or risk being fired has been extended until at least Monday. A federal judge issued the temporary block to hear more arguments. In a new state filing, Southern California Edison admits its equipment likely sparked the Hearst Fire, one of several wildfires in Los Angeles County last month. The company says it has not determined what ignited the deadly Eaton Fire near Altadena. And storms wreaking havoc across the country, a snow and icy mix. This is ABC News. Federal officials raising new concerns on internet connected cameras made in China that they fear could gain access to critical U.S. infrastructure networks.